This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, it's hump day here on the conservative cartel, and we've got all kinds of things that we need to speak about today. Donald Trump kept his promise. President Trump pulled us out of the Iran handshake, I think we're going to call it. It really wasn't a deal. We're going to jump right in the middle of all of that. We've got some prisoners being released out of North Korea, but, you know, Donald Trump doesn't have a clue as to what he's doing. But we've got three Americans who were detained in North Korea on an airplane with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading back toward America. We had Super Tuesday yesterday. Big upsets. Indiana's primary, where I'm from, big upset. We're going to talk about that. We had some pro-Trump candidates roll through, which is fantastic. Dennis Kucinich got his rear end kicked in Ohio yesterday, which is, he's the incumbent. That's really weird on the Democratic side. We're going to talk about that. The media and the negativity toward Donald Trump. And if we get any, if we have any time left in all of that, Chris, we're going to talk about AG Jeff Sessions getting rid of the catch and release loophole. But we welcome Chris X back to the program. He's found his way back from the great state of Alabama, where he got to, if you were listening on the Conservative Cartel or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, he got to drive in the winning run against Oil Can Boyd, who is like 900 years old now. Just saying. Guy still throws 90.
Hold on, I did. It wasn't the winning run against him. It was just the go-ahead run. Oh. I hit the winning run in the semifinal.
So. I do not want to steal the thunder of that story.
Yeah, so don't be stealing my thunder,
man. On top of all that, Facebook is screwing us today, so you have no comments, which is, I think, Chris, before we get to everything, I think this is a good as any point. By the way, is the Patriot Mobile hotline up?
Yeah, it should be. It is up.
Okay,
yeah.
we were having some issues with it this morning before the show, but the Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466, if you'd like to be part of the program. We got lots of stuff going on, Chris, but I want to speak about Facebook just a little bit, because this is one of the reasons. There's some big things going on with the conservative cartel, and we're going to fill you in as we go on the rest of this week, but there's some changes coming. There's some things that are happening. And I'm just going to put it right out there. The cartel has been offered some really big things. And it requires that we go to 3 hours. It requires that we do some video portions of the stuff. It requires some significant time on our end. So I'm going to let you, Chris, fill in a little bit of the rest of this.
Yeah, which I know over the last month or so, you guys have been negotiating with multiple entities about TV shows, and then there's new things coming, and I know it's coming pretty quickly next week. And for everybody who watch or listens to the program knows that, you know, I have a full-time job, and I've been able to do this, and this was pretty, you know, taxing, but still love doing it. Well, now it's gotten to the point, as you guys are evolving, when I say you guys, you know, Matt and Ron, you guys have gotten to the point now where it's going to be, well, you mentioned the 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And what's happened is it's gotten to the point where I will no longer be able to do that. So I won't be able to be a part of necessarily this particular program. Still going to be a part of the cartel, though.
Well, and let's lay this out in clear terms. The cartel, Ron and I, have negotiated with some other entities, and we've become part of this group that is starting the only conservative radio station on DashRadio.com. I don't know if you're familiar with Dash Radio. It has over 11 million subscribers. It's free. It's an app. And you will be able to hear the cartel 3 hours a day. Now, mind you, with all of that being said, it's a digital platform. But you can find it in your vehicles because you've got Google Car, mirror-to-mirror, AT&T connected car. It's in every GM, Subaru, Honda, Ford, any car that's newer, you're going to get Dash Radio. And it's called Mojo 5.0. That's what the channel is called. So it's going to be completely conservative talk 24/7. And we've been very blessed, and we can't spit out other names right now, because of NDAs and everything that is currently happening in the radio world. But there are some big, big names going to be on this channel.
Yeah, you guys, it's something
it's huge.
That I know. It is. It's huge, as Donald Trump would say. It's huge.
And you don't get, every day, you don't get these offers for this to come along.
No, it's been, I mean, since I've been involved with the conservative cartel, it's been fast and furious with the USA and then boom, the Blaze and just everything that we've done and its continual growth. Well, the point is, as you guys know, I won't be able to do that I can't commit to 3 hours a day. I just can't do it. So what's going to happen is most likely, and we'll keep you posted, the Chris X Radio will return, but it will return within the cartel family, just like Jeremy Hansen and that kind of stuff. So the cartel's simply expanding is what's happening.
And it will stay on the other network that you used to be on as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay, Talk America Radio and that kind of stuff, which is good. I'm really glad.
Here's the thing. We've been fighting, and we're seeing it this morning, and we've seen you guys just be completely just dumbfounded and upset that Facebook it shuts our stream down. It shuts comments down. It kicks you off. The Facebook platform is going away for conservatives. I saw a post this morning of Diamond and Silk where they said, how in the world does a 500,000 subscriber Facebook Democrat page making fun of Donald Trump get 19 million views and our 1.2 million page only gets 13,000 views? It just doesn't make any sense. We are losing credibility. We are losing listenership. We are losing followership, and you guys see it every day. You're getting shut down, the video freezes, the comments don't work. So we are moving, our video platform is moving. And you're going to get everything on that radio platform from Dash Radio is going to be on a Patreon page. You're going to go get it. It's going to cost you a little bit of money. We're not going to charge you a lot. But you're going to be able to watch the show all 3 hours and all day long. Without any Facebook interruption.
Yeah, the Facebook is weird. As Matt just mentioned, the comments are coming and going and disappearing. I had them for a minute. They're gone. And he mentioned it. He's dead on. Facebook, despite that stupid dog and pony show up in Congress, Zuckerberg and their gang, they do not like conservatives, and they've been trying to silence them. He mentioned Diamond and Silk. Google is doing the same thing. YouTube is doing the same thing. And Twitter's been caught doing the same thing. All of these companies are run by these lefties, and they hate it. So, unfortunately, for those who really love Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or whatever, we saw the lady who lost her mind because YouTube demonetized. She went and shot the place up. So what's happening is people, especially patriots and conservatives, are slow, people who are awesome like Ron and Matt have the ability to immediately move over to that new venue where they can control it. Well, the rest of the world will slowly but surely head in that direction.
Well, and that's where, look. The big names, we've talked to the Chad Prathers of the world, the Diamond and Silks, the Graham Allens, the people that have big followings on their Facebook page, they are getting shut down. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, all of you guys are out there, oh, we can take Facebook, we can shut them down, we're so close. No, we're not. We're not any closer. Actually, Facebook is coming out with trustworthiness, AI. They're going to shut down the Breitbarts, the Drudges, the conservative cartels, the Chad Prathers of the world. We're just getting shut down. The Diamond and Silks. We're going to use Facebook. Don't get us wrong. We're going to promote and we're going to use the free platform as long as we can. But if you want quality and you want to go where you can get unfettered conservative talk, you're going to have to come over here.
Yeah, it's going to be, once again, and this is something, for those of you who don't think that things change, I got two words for you, which is one word, MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what happened before with that. So as it continues to grow, and they continue to go in the direction they're going in, well, obviously the conservatives are going to have to go another direction. And the funny thing is, I don't think these organizations realize there's a lot of conservatives that use these platforms that are slowly but surely migrating away.
That's right, and which is going to run them into the ground. I mean, but look, Facebook's made their money. They've done what they want to do. Now, that's why we promote the Black Rifles, the Nine Lines, the Patriot Mobiles, these conservative companies that give to conservative causes, because without them, Facebook makes billions of dollars a year. Where do you think that money's going?
Yeah.
It's going to Democratic causes. And we're at a point where the frustration has gotten so high that it was time to look elsewhere. And like I said, we've been talking to Chris over the past several weeks. Ron and I have been talking about this. This is our This is our life. This is what we love doing. We love bringing you the conservative news. That's why we do it. We love doing the show. But it comes with a cost. It comes with time and money and hard work. And at some point, you can't continue to beat your head against the wall doing the same thing you do on a social media page and continue to get kicked in the balls. I mean, that's what's happening. We are literally.
Wow. Tell us like it is.
We are literally.
Like it is, Matt.
Well, we're getting shut down and it sucks. And there just isn't anything you can do about it.
Well, and today, I mean, this morning is a prime example, guys. I mean, quite honestly, did they make a change overnight? Did Facebook update something? Because everybody's experiencing the same thing this morning. It's not just us. It's not that we're not out there. It's not that we're not broadcasting. You can see us. You just can't chat amongst yourselves.
And you can't like anything on the chat.
And you can't like anything on the chat. Nothing like that. Yeah. They'll show up for a few seconds, and then they disappear.
And well, Jeanette right there, wow, 14 minutes to be able to watch damn Facebook. This is what we're running into daily. And we're done.
Facebook, one thing about them, once again, it's free for us to do that. Whenever they update their algorithms and their whatever, I'm pretty sure this is probably just a glitch because I've faced it in the past.
Oh, sure.
But nonetheless, that does not negate what they've been doing, and they're slowly but doing it, making it less friendly and a less friendly environment for conservatives. There's a lot of things they're doing. They're not glitches, and look how much they've shut down. Remember the views we used to get, Matt, on our shows?
Oh, hundreds of thousands.
And then now we're still getting those views. They just won't let anyone know it.
Yeah.
They try to shut it down. They shut down our reach. And you're right. And then the numbers, and they're always changing. Well, they're changing it in honor of them and their lefty ideals compared to while silencing the others. They've been caught multiple times. And the response is, well, we'll look into it.
Well, and we're going to use Facebook to promote, but I'm going to tell you what to do right now. If you've got your phone out, if you're listening and watching, go to your app store, be it Android or Apple, and go to the Dash Radio app. It's free. It will not cost you a dime to continue to listen to it.
Yeah.
Go over there, get the app, be done.
Now,
there you
if
go.
You guys want to chat and want to visit with us this morning, I'm just going to recommend everybody go to the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to recommend. We're broadcasting to YouTube Live as well, and it's got its own chat. But that's up to you guys. So the chat keeps disappearing over there. We'll monitor it and just keep an eye on it. But guys, let's get to the news, and we'll talk more about it as tomorrow and Friday come around.
Well, and the news is, let's set up, because we've already went through this first segment. The news is Iran.
Oh, my Lord.
The Iran nuclear deal, which is funny, because it wasn't a deal at all. I mean, the amazing thing about this entire deal that I was reading this morning, Chris, which it just blew my mind. This deal was never signed by any of the parties. Nobody ever signed this deal. The U.S., Iran, France, the U.K., Germany, China, Russia, no one ever signed it. It was unclear about crucial subjects like ballistic missiles because the deal was described differently by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is what it's called, and by the U.N. Security Council resolutions that were meant to implement it. And crucially, it was never sent to the United States Senate to ratify as a treaty because nobody knows history anymore, Chris. Two-thirds of the Senate needs to ratify a treaty.
You're right. Nobody's paying attention to history. And not only that, we find ourselves in a situation where we're undoing the previous, quote, Iran deal, which was North Korea. That, too, is in the news. What Donald Trump is doing, I was gone for 4 days. He is continually dumping chumps, okay? And we got a lot to cover. Let's take a very short break. You're listening to The Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X. You want to get in on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. We'll be right back.
This is The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. Glad to have you guys on board. Patriot Mobile Hotline is open if you want to join us. That is 202-866-7466, 202-866-7466. We're glad to be on the USA Radio Network, and we're on all, of course, our website, Talk America Radio. We're on Facebook and YouTube and Periscope. We're everywhere. So if you want to go find us, Facebook is having issues, so we can't see your comments this morning. But we can take your phone calls if you want to join us. That being said, if you still want to watch, go to YouTube and you can chat there, or you can still watch it, the Conservative Cartel or the Liberty Eagle Facebook pages. We just can't see the chat. I guess they're updating or something. And
they're mad at us. We're conservatives.
They hate us. Believe me, they're trying to stop us. You know why? Because we're winners, Matt. That's why.
We are winning. Trump's winning. They're probably ticked about the Iran deal.
Boy, we're going to hit – we've got a ton to cover on the Iran deal. We've got North Korean hostages – I'm sorry, American hostages in North Korea being returned as we speak. You know, a little bit difference between the Obama administration and poor Otto Warmbier compared to the return of the hostages under President Trump. But remember, he's an idiot. He's not any good, right?
Well, did he send over an unmarked cargo plane full of cash?
I don't think he did.
Because the last hostage situation we had, there was a plane that flew in the middle of the night, and they waited for the plane to land, and then the hostages were released. But what I'm hearing, these three North Koreans are on a plane with Mike Pompeo right now heading to America.
Yep, and we're going to get into that. Let's go ahead and go to your phones. You guys are calling us on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, 202-866-7466. Let's pick up with Justin, who's patiently holding in Arkansas. Hey, Justin, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Conservative Cartel. Justin, are you there? We seem to have lost Justin.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. The little phone demons got him.
It's okay. And you know what? There's a lot of technology glitches today. Maybe it's a blackout. We've also got Big Rich hanging on out in New York. Big Rich, welcome to the Conservative Cartel.
Well,
I guess we're having issues with the phones, I guess.
Well, we had some issues with the phones this morning before the show started.
Chris, does it show that it's answering them?
No, I can hear them.
Big Rich, can you hear
us? Are you there, Big Rich? No. I don't think they can hear us.
I do not think they can hear us. So we'll get that problem fixed. Hang tight with us. The Patriot Mobile Hotline. Ron's on it. The spaceship is
I'm working it.
Is malfunctioning. It'll be fixed momentarily. So, Chris, look. Promises kept, which is amazing, by the way. We're so used to not watching our politicians keep their promises. Yeah. And what does Donald Trump say? You know, look, today's action sends a critical message. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them.
Yeah, he does.
Isn't that something? And, you know, the left will sit there and they will call Trump names. They will tell you he's a moron. They will say that, you know, you can't believe him, that he doesn't know what he's doing, that everything is in disarray. But yet we keep seeing results.
It's astonishing watching what Donald Trump has done, because I know a lot of people, if you watch the news, and we'll cover that today, they're covering him at a 90-plus negative ratio. A lot of people they'll catch clips of the news, and they think Donald Trump is orange-haired weirdo. He's orange, he's idiot, he doesn't know what he's doing. Look what has happened so far. He already gutted Obamacare with killing that individual mandate. With a tweet, and then look what's happened with brokering, and I know it was actually Matt Locke, but nonetheless, he was probably working on behalf of Donald Trump when he went and brokered the peace agreement with North and South Korea. Now you've got the hostages coming back, but now he's dismantling, as you mentioned in the first segment, we'll get into that more in the next segment, this Iranian nuclear deal that was not signed off on by Congress. It was an Obama, it wasn't a mandate, but you can call it that. It was a deal between one guy. That's not the way ratification works, and we'll talk more about that. Don't go away. You're listening to Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris Sexton along with Matt Locke. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is three Americans are now on their way back to the United States after being held by North Korea. The North releasing them today into the custody of visiting Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. They're all said to be in good health. Pompeo and the three are to land at Andrews Air Force Base at about 2 o'clock Eastern Time today. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alan West says President Trump's policies are again getting the credit for this release.
Some people need to understand strength and might, and I think that now you're seeing America being respected. You see a president that is leading from the front, and we're getting our detainees released. We are making a difference because we have a foreign policy that has teeth.
He was speaking on Fox News. Two new cracks open up in the earth near the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. Officials say it could prompt yet more evacuations. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke here alongside of Chris X. It is Wednesday and it is that time again as the Conservative Cartel honors our heroes. And this morning we are honoring police officer Jesus Chuy Cordova. Now, police officer Jesus Cordova was shot and killed while attempting to apprehend a carjacking suspect in the 2900 block of North Grand Avenue at approximately 2:45 p.m. The subject had carjacked a vehicle in Patagonia and fled from Santa Cruz County deputies into Nogales, where he attempted to carjack another vehicle. Nogales officers had responded to the attempted carjacking and located the suspect inside of a car. As officers attempted a traffic stop, the man exited the vehicle and opened fire on Officer Cordova, who was still in his vehicle. He was struck, by the way, Officer Cordova, multiple times. He was flown to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. The man then fled the scene and carjacked a third vehicle. He was located a short time later and taken into custody. Officer Cordova had served with Nogales Police Department for 1 year and had previously served with the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office for 10 years. He is survived by three children and his expectant fiance.
Wow.
Age 44, 11 years on duty. Rest well, Police Officer Jesus Chuy Cordova, and thank you, sir, for your service. Carjacked three times, Chris. Three times carjacking. Guy was probably on drugs, would be my guess. And, of course, Mr. Cordova was doing his job, and in the line of that job, lost his life.
Yeah, it breaks your heart to see that every time. And once again, Godspeed and prayers for his family. Because, once again, these guys are what stand between us and pure insanity. These police officers, these heroes, these military, these first responders, they stand between us and anarchy. And it's we can't thank them enough.
And we can't. And look, I want to get back to this because we've got lots to get through. This is our long segment here at the bottom of the hour. No. President Trump canceled the Iran handshake, the mandate, as you called it, the whatever you want to call this deal. I even said this in the last segment. This deal was really never a deal.
Yeah.
It was never signed. It was never signed by the U.S., Iran, France, the U.K., Germany, China, and Russia. It was unclear about the crucial subjects like ballistic missiles because the deal was described differently by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and by the U.N. Security Council resolutions that were meant to implement it. And crucially, here's the key. I went to Twitter last night and I said, you know what? This whole Iran deal, was it ever ratified by the Senate? No. What treaties, if you go back to the Constitution, any treaty or agreement the United States does with any other country needs to be ratified by the Senate by a two-thirds majority. It's right in the Constitution. But yet, who didn't follow the Constitution, Chris?
Well, and that's the only way that it's an actual treaty or a deal with the United States of America.
That's right.
That's the only way it can be official, if you will. But we learned in the last 8 years under President Obama that he didn't care about the Constitution. He didn't care about official or unofficial. He did his executive orders. And now they're all frustrated, including him speaking out against President Trump and these other Democrats. They're all upset that a president ruled by fiat is now being overturned by fiat. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, did you see it? Trump signed a memorandum, Chris. He signed a memorandum to end the deal.
He can do it. Because if you sign a memorandum to make a deal, he can sign one to get rid of it. If it's ratified by Congress, well, then it's not so easy. But they didn't want to play that way because Barack Obama was trained by his Marxist professors and all of his lackeys.
Oh, wait. He was a constitutional professor.
Yeah.
Come on. He was a constitutional professor, Chris.
He was also a lawyer, but they won't tell us why he's not allowed to practice law anymore.
Oh, yeah, him and Michelle's license are no longer good. You know who else's license are no longer good? The Clintons.
Wow.
I don't understand how that works.
I don't know. They're such upstanding people. That being said, this deal, once again, was, as you mentioned, was not ratified. In other words, it wasn't done by our Congress. It wasn't done by our government. It was done by one person acting on fiat or signing memorandum, which means it can be easily overturned. One thing we have neglected, which I know we covered a lot last week, and I'm sure you covered a lot, we forgot that whole part about if it is, in fact, a deal. Iran broke the deal 50,000 times over.
No, they didn't.
With the information
what
that we learned
proof do you
from,
have?
Well, Israel has over 100,000 documents that are all verified by the U.S.
But
the amazing thing is those on the left are so intellectually dishonest, they don't care. It's as though that doesn't even exist. It's as though somebody's making this up and none of this is real. It's verified these guys not only broke the nuclear agreement, they were continuing to work on nuclear bombs. They're going to continue, and they're still burning American flags and chanting death to America. What a great deal. Let's keep bending up. Maybe we should fly a few more unmarked planes with, I don't know, another $150 billion in cash to them and wonder why the deal didn't work out.
You know, and as we look at thing. I saw an article this morning on Breitbart where politicians over in Iran, after Trump got out of the deal, were burning an American flag on their parliamentary floor. I mean, these people are our friends, Chris. They're our friends. And we've got stories to go with all of this. But, you know, Trump says, look, America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail.
It's almost astonishing where we're at, but we've watched the decline of the Democrat Party. Now, we saw the declination of both parties and government in general, but we see the decline of the Democrat Party is no longer about facts. They're no longer about what's good for America. They don't care about what's good for anyone, even themselves, it looks like, because they don't care about facts. They will ignore anything and everything that doesn't go to what they want. And at this point, I'm not even sure what they want. We're dealing with a rogue terrorist nation that is you know what that money that Barack Obama sent over in the middle of the night in that unmarked plane went to, right? Yeah. It's been funding Hezbollah. It's been funding missiles. It's killing Americans. It's killing their neighbors. It's funding terrorism. Yeah. Yet somehow we're supposed to continue with this deal?
Well, if you forgot, we'll let everybody know, Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism.
Yes,
they haven't stopped.
Yeah.
They haven't stopped. They haven't stopped trying to enrich nuclear material to make bombs. They have not stopped, and they're not going to stop. And what does Obama do? Oh, well, that's okay. They're letting us come look 24 days later.
Yes.
They're letting us, you know, be part of the deal. They are laughing. Iran is over there laughing. They sit around and they're like, can you believe what we got over on America?
Well, and I hate, once again, Matt is the conspiracy guy and I'm not, but I hate to sit back and think that the people that were running our country were that naive and that stupid, or is there something else at play? And
yeah, the other thing. They're not that naive.
Hey, Ron's telling me the Patriot Mobile hotline may be open again. Looks like we've got Big Rich. Let's go try to see if we can pick up with Big Rich, see if it works here. And if it does, we'll open the Patriot Mobile hotline back up. Hey, good morning, Big Rich. Can you hear us over there in New York City?
Yes, sir.
There he is.
We got you.
We got him. Yes. Yay, Ron Phillips. He's the best.
I don't know what's going on with me. I kept hanging up. No sound. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, those gremlins. It's the Russians, Rich. It's the Russians.
They take them.
Listen, man. Let's be realistic, man. What Trump did, Obama faked did, was treason to America, okay? That a news media will report it, we'll never hear about that, okay? It was treasonous. What Obama did was a backdoor deal. That's all what came down to, a backdoor deal with Iranians. I don't know what Obama got into it. I know they put millions of dollars in his bank account that we never know about. That was a back to do it. And what Trump did made me very proud as American, okay? He's saving our hide. We cannot let these people get nuclear capability to destroy us, but that's why they want to destroy the United States and Israel. That's what the bottom line comes to. And then yesterday in the parliament of Iran, they're all shouting death to America.
Yeah.
It proved exactly what Trump was saying.
Well, they were burning the flag, Rich. They were literally, imagine our politicians burning the Iran flag on the floor of the House? Could you imagine that?
Exactly. And though, as Warren shouting, there will be death to America. So what does this prove? Once again, our president was correct, and that the media doesn't want to. I'm glad they did this, because now the media have to stay quiet. Okay? What they proved to the world is that they hate America to passion. Okay. That's what the Iranian proved yesterday. They hate America.
Yeah, Rich, first of all, if some people drop the mic, you need to drop the phone right there. Bam.
It's just done.
Second of all, you're right. We watched this. This is not even anything new. I would hate to say this is something new. This is history repeating itself.
Yeah.
We saw this in North Korea. They went over there under Jimmy Carter. Under Bill Clinton, he sent Jimmy Carter to North Korea. They brokered a nuclear agreement, too. And how did that work out? They didn't create any nuclear power for their country. They immediately developed nuclear weapons and have been threatening the world ever since. Their neighbors, Japan, South Korea, and us, until their little mountain collapsed. And what? Donald Trump's gone. gone in, negotiated this, brokered this peace deal. They're working on now bringing the American hostages home. Okay, there's that. We're cleaning up that last mess set up by the Democrats. And here we are in Iran doing another thing that's even more dangerous because of our neighbors and allies in the area. And Iran is a far more dangerous nation. So everything you said, Rich, when you say Donald Trump makes me proud of America, he makes me proud. I mean, I'm always proud of America, but I'm proud of our president again, because I was not proud of Barack Obama when he went through and brokered this deal. He forced the Americans to buy this, quote, health care that tripled our cost and made it worse. He lied about Fast and Furious. He lied about Benghazi.
But, Chris, you got to remember the one important thing.
Yeah.
The picture of our sailors on their knees as Iran boarded our ship. Under Barack Obama.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
that's where we were at under his diplomacy of foreign policy.
By the way, speaking of full idiocy, okay, Gina Haspel, you know, she's being, we'll say, interrogated right now by Congress.
Waterboarded right now.
They would love to waterboard Republicans. They just don't want you to do it to terrorists.
Right.
They said, one of the guys was, while we were talking earlier, or during the break, they were asking her, oh, what about you deleting those tapes of the torture or harsh interrogation? What about you deleting that? And I don't know what her response was. Mine would have been, what about you guys supposedly killing Osama bin Laden and not letting anyone see it and dumping him off in the ocean?
How about 33,000 emails we haven't seen yet?
We could go on. You're absolutely right.
Just saying.
This is the insanity that is Congress and what is on the left. And the other thing, while I was gone, I didn't get to follow much news. I know Matt covered most of this. We had a few of those FBI people resigned. They're gone
now. Lisa Page. Page and Baker gone.
They're gone, and we're finding out more and more. And I was watching Trump's tweets, and if we get time, maybe we'll read some today. Watching his tweets just laying out, look at this, which it's so clear that the FBI was in the tank for these clowns, and they're trying to get rid of Trump and everything. It's astonishing where we find ourselves, and now you've got these lefties bending over backwards trying to save a deal that does nothing but embolden our enemies and make the world a less safe place.
Well,
it's insanity.
I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
You said you went and played baseball. But were you really brokering three hostages to leave North Korea? I mean, you and Kim Jong-un, did you pull a Dennis Rodman over the last 5 days?
I got to admit, I was really jealous after you went and brokered that peace agreement over North Korea. So I cannot confirm nor deny that that's what occurred. But I will say this. Maybe my right arm isn't so sore from pitching. I'll just say that. That's all I'm going to say.
If you're patting yourself, hey, good work. If it was you, good work. But look, this... The world was going to end, Chris. World, the left, John Kerry, he's over there doing his... You know, the amazing thing is, shadow diplomacy came out as a question from a reporter in the freaking White House press conference yesterday.
It is insane.
It's insane! Shadow diplomacy is just illegal.
Hey,
you're not the Secretary of State, John Kerry.
Yeah, because we were talking a little bit about this before, and you nailed it. You said you were having a debate, and you said it was a civil debate with a liberal, which
was crazy, by the way.
It's a rare case, but we mentioned that John Kerry, former Secretary of the State, he's still trying to work on behalf of this deal that has now been declared invalid by the President of the United States.
Yeah. Logan Act.
There's the thing called the Logan Act.
Is it now, in the Logan Act, is a citizen... cannot negotiate or undo deals made by the United States with any foreign dignitary, enemy, nothing. It's as clear as the nose on your face. And I was having a very civil debate with a liberal. And he said, look, John Kerry is not in violation of the Logan Act yet because America is still within the Iran deal. Now that we're not in the Iran deal, and I asked that, if Donald Trump cancels the Iran deal, is he now in violation of the Logan Act? And he said, quite possibly. I was like, holy cow. I found a liberal who deals in facts.
First of all, that's amazing. Second of all, what would happen if I jumped on a plane and went to Iran and was trying to broker a nuclear agreement on my own behalf with Iran? What would happen to me?
You would be in jail. You would literally be thrown under the jail because you're not John Kerry. But you don't know. John Kerry's daughter is married to an Iranian.
Oh,
it's a deep web that I went down in the rabbit hole yesterday. There are ties there that John Kerry and the deep state don't want to get rid of. Look, don't go anywhere. We're just getting started. Hour one's almost over. Don't fret. Hour two on its way. The Conservative Cartel. Be right back.
You're listening to The Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the Desert.
The Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. You have reached the final segment of the first hour. Fret not, hour number two is coming right back at you. The Patriot Mobile hotline seems to be working back up and operational now. Man, we've had all kinds of technical issues this morning.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
And supposedly the Facebook chat is working on your mobile device. So if you're listening on your phone, your tablet, but if you're listening on your computer, you're not getting the chat. And I'm seeing all kinds of comments. It's coming in and out. It's freezing. It just, we talked about it in the opening segment of this show. We'll talk about it at the top of the hour, so stick around on your social media. We'll fill you in what's going on. Facebook is just, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't know if they're updating or if they're blocking us, or we have no idea. We'll figure it out. Nonetheless, it looks like the Patriot Mobile hotline is open, 202-866-7466. We got a caller we'll try to jump to here in just a second, see if everything's still working properly. Also, once again, I'm Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We got a whole nother hour. We're going to dig more into this Iranian deal. We've got the North Korean deal going on. Trump has negotiated another deal. They've released the American hostages.
Amazing.
Who are traveling back with Mike Pompeo as we speak.
Yep.
There's a whole lot.
Hey, by the way,
going
Trump is going to meet that plane at 2 a.m. tonight. Do you think Hillary Clinton would have done that as president? Or even gotten the hostages even released?
We know it was pretty clear that under the Obama administration when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, if something happened in the middle of the night, nothing was done till at least 13 hours later.
Well, you know, the new deal is, Rush was talking about this the other day because I had to drive up to the design center to pick out all the stuff for my new house that my wife and I are building.
Yeah.
Well, it's now common knowledge that Hillary Clinton liked to, I'm doing the drink signal here on Facebook and YouTube. She liked to have a little hot toddy. Or five.
She was a big fan of Ted Kennedy, who really enjoyed hot toddies
on
the daily basis.
She was one of the leading elbow benders, Rush Limbaugh called it. I like that. She was an elbow bender. Just a nice way to call her an alcoholic.
There's a lot of comments I can make about her bent elbow, but yeah, we're just going to stop. Right.
Well,
let's jump to the phones very quickly and see if they're still working again. Looks like we got Justin in Arkansas. Hey, Justin, welcome to the Conservative Cartel.
Good afternoon and good morning, Philip. How are y'all?
Good. Hey, we're good. What's going on this morning, Justin?
A lot of things I could say. I mean, I worked with several indentured forces, that kind of thing. I'm fairly well in the know. Good news is we have seized over $400,000 in arms from anti-EPA.
Really?
With me and my auntie. Yes, really. We find out where weapons caches are. I have spies inside of the organizations themselves, so they work for me. They get me the information, and me and my fellow operations buddies go and get it. You're not going to rain war on the country and think I'm going to stand by and let it happen.
Well, don't divulge any top secret information. We want to make sure our people are still doing what they're allowed to do and without endangering of our troops' lives.
We work in cooperation with police departments and that kind of thing to do such work. So, I mean, all of it's based on the fact that you're illegally possessing weapons of warfare to create a vortex of stupidity.
Man, well, it's interesting. Anything they can do to get rid of more of that kind of garbage. I mean, we've got the lefties running around calling a 9mm a weapon of war. You know what? There was no mention of weapons of war in the Constitution, first of all, in the Second Amendment. But second of all, there's also nothing in that Constitution that prevents us from rounding up those monsters that want to do harm to Americans, American citizens, or our allies, and clearing them out. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So thank you for the call, Justin. We appreciate it. We appreciate what our law enforcement and our military is doing for us.
Well, Chris, we probably don't have enough time here, but I want to get to it probably in the next hour.
Yeah.
There are folks who are not happy about the fact that Donald Trump got rid of the Iran handshake.
These people these lefties are losing their minds over this.
Are they melting down or what? I mean, the left is literally melting down as we speak. Plus, we have primaries. We're going to get into the Super Tuesday primaries that happened in Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, and North Carolina yesterday, and the numbers are astounding.
Yeah, West Virginia, MAGA, maybe.
Well, Indiana, West Virginia, Ohio, big turnout by guess who, Chris? Conservatives!
You say not liberals?
Where's that blue wave?
By the way, is Rosie O'Donnell going to go to jail? Is she going to get in trouble for all of her illegal contributions? And
it's not her fault that they took over the amount, Chris.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
I mean, that's how the liberals get out of this crap.
I think we're going to look into all of this in hour number two. Don't go away. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We're going to hit more on that Iranian deal. The North Korean American hostages being released, coming home. We've got the primaries. We're definitely going to hit on that. Maybe, you know what? Maybe that blue wave is hitting that giant red wall. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.